not the Jesus of sentiment or other people's invention. And to do this, we need to be able to recognize his words and listen to them. That's really, really important. And that's what we're saying to other people, of course, is you need to listen to the real words of Jesus. And we've just heard some of them. I was once on a holiday with two friends when I was young and bright and beautiful, maybe. And we pitched our tent on a sandy headland above the calm and the beautiful Mediterranean Sea. And we went to bed, hearing the gentle breeze, smelling the sea. And a few hours later, we were woken up by the sound of the wind and hearing the crashing sea pounding very close by to us and our tent doing this. And as we opened the front of the tent, the wind caught it and began to lift the tent off the ground. So these three young women were grabbing hold of the tent. We emerged and tried against the driving rain and the rushing wind to grab the tent and its contents, shove them in the back of the car, and then to climb into this tiny little hatchback and spend the rest of the night in the hatchback, taking it a bit further back from where it could have just dropped into the Mediterranean. And the next day, we awoke to a calm sea and hot sunshine, but it was a real lesson about not pitching a tent, let alone building a house, on sand and by the sea. We had a choice, and we made the wrong one. If our parents had seen what was going on, even though we were in our early 20s, we would have been in trouble. But many people in the Caribbean and parts of Asia have got little or no choice where to erect sometimes shanty houses, sometimes substantial, lovely buildings like some of the ones we saw. They may well be on sand, they may well have no foundation at all. And the first hurricane that comes along, and of course they're very seasonal, will usually mean, if they're still alive, the next day gathering the materials that they can and seeking to rebuild your house, not just once but many times over, maybe even on the same ground and maybe still with no firm foundation. Now Jesus was a carpenter, and he would have known the importance of building a house with enough of a firm foundation. Having said that, this church has no foundation at all, and it stood for nearly 150 years, just on brick and slate plinths. In Palestine too, a house built by a gentle stream in summer needs to remember that it will become a raging torrent in the autumn and the winters. So we've been thinking about knowing Jesus, about loving him and about following him up here in Main Church. And today we go again to that. And we see that there's significant claims made about Jesus. So at the end of this passage, if we just look at the last couple of verses, Rosa, 28 and 29, we see that it's claimed of Jesus. At the end of this amazing sermon, which is condensed in chapters 5 to 7 of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, that it says that the ordinary people listened to Jesus and they were amazed because he taught with authority, not like the other teachers that they knew so well. His teachings had a moral authority. They were about right and how to keep living right, but they made real sense and his life backed it up. So what about you? How important is it to you what Jesus says and about hearing him, and not just hearing him or listening about him, but actually doing what Jesus says? What's your life based on? And I ask you that whether you are 4 or whether you are 70 or 80. What is your life really, really based on? In fact, really, what your parents say is important, but it's even more important what Jesus says. So, you parents have great influence. I have to say that Laurie's facial expressions told a story of mummy and daddy. Actually, when she was looking at her watch, I thought she was waiting for you. Oh, that was low, that was mean, wasn't it? But both faces, how we influence. But actually, If we love Jesus as parents, we're desperately longing for our children to love Jesus and to hear from us and see from us what it means to follow Jesus. So it's no good telling your kids how to behave if you don't behave well as well. It's no good us talking just to children about social media and being loving if we are not like that. So Jesus is saying here, don't just simply listen to me, but do what I say. He calls us to obey, unfashionable word. Now, either Jesus is very arrogant, or he knows that he's speaking the truth and is the very mouthpiece of God. And I'm sure that is true because he had such grace and humility. It's not good enough to know just the facts about Jesus. That will never satisfy our human heart, and that will never satisfy the heart of God, who wants us to be his friends, the best of friends. Helen and I have been friends for 43 years, and we have a good friendship of real honesty, but it is nothing like the friendship each of us has with Jesus. But actually, because we share the friendship with Jesus, that's probably what's made us stick together. And we could say the same for you, Becca, and Liz Perriman as well. It makes us stick together. Jesus wants us to respond, to receive him, to believe. And that means actually doing what he says, because we want to do that. Asking God's help to do it, because it doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come naturally. And Jesus knew that. It's far easier to be religious than to be in relationship with Jesus. He says, build your lives on what I teach. So we know these are not dead teachings that were spoken thousands of years ago, but they're living teachings. They tell us and enable us how to live now, how we decide what's the right thing to do and the way to live and build society and community. Jesus gives a picture. He says, building your lives, the way you choose to live, it's like building a house. But the foundations need to be right. Don't just build a beautiful house, which when the rain and the wind comes will fall over, but actually build it on the foundation of what I teach. And it will be your house. It will show you in so many ways, but yet it's built on Jesus. You know, many people in the world do not know what Jesus says and what he is teaching. And there are even some people in the churches who don't know what Jesus really says. And that is the task of mission, to enable people to really hear what Jesus is saying, and they have the choice as to whether they will then follow. Jesus doesn't say this. It doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere and a nice person. And that's what the world is saying. Well, Jesus doesn't agree. He doesn't agree that all routes lead to God. He says simply, there are two ways you can build your life. You can build on me and my teachings, which is like a solid rock, and you will survive whatever storms happen and hurricanes throws at you. Or you can build on other religion and other philosophy and other ways. There's only two ways. And if you build on another faith or another philosophy or even secularism, it won't be adequate. You will not survive the final storms and gales and testings. You will not. But it's not the house that's important, whether it's grand or simple. It's the foundation that's important. There's space for all types of houses. There's room for you to live your life uniquely with Jesus. It's not what we've done that will save us. It's who Jesus is and what he's done that is essential. It's not our reaching up to God that's important, but God's reaching down to us in Jesus Christ. So I do challenge you, young and old, Are we listening to Jesus and are we following him? So he says, come and listen, and will you do what I ask and what I do, to know, to love, to serve? You will have a deep foundation. You will be kept safe because the storms will come. The wind will blow. You will go through the traumas that humanity is called to go through and the struggle. Those who hear the words of Jesus, even if they go to church all their life but change nothing, are still building on sand. To hear Jesus' teaching but to change nothing is a false hope. It's an arrogance that is unattractive to others and unfulfilling to us. What a great and terrible collapse it will be when people realise they have built their lives on sand. This is not me saying this. Jesus says this. You know, it really does matter how we build our lives. It may not matter what part of the world we are in, but it does matter whether we are listening to and doing the things of Jesus. This is a message for all of us. Indeed, it's the way to live for all of us. So I promised you three guys moving to Exmoor, something from Scripture, and here it is. It's for all of us, but for you guys as well. As you pool your resources, as you form this new community, as you share your lives even more deeply than you have done before, then hear the words of Jesus, and may we hear it. Wise women build their house on the solid rock teachings of Jesus, hearing and doing what pleases him. And you've got a lot of wisdom, you guys. Your total age between you is about 180 years. No, 117. You're the mere child, Liz. Is she the youngest? She's the youngest. It's a lot of wisdom and a lot of learning, but you will still make mistakes. But wise women build their house on the solid rock teachings of Jesus, as do wise men, hearing and doing what pleases him. They do not follow other voices or teachings. And when the winds and the rain blow on your house, on your lives, you will not collapse because your lives are built on rock. I imagine Exmoor, you have a few winds, a little draft coming across, and rather a lot of rain. And that's true for all of us, whether we're going back to Uganda, where when it rains, the drain covers are blown out of the ground sometimes because the drains are blocked. And it really rains, doesn't it? But if we build our lives on Jesus, even if we're just beginning, we will be secure. Even if those people said, I am still trusting God, they'd lost their physical home, something we may never do, I'm still trusting God. Let's pray. Lord, we pray together that with God's grace, God's help, we may come to know Jesus more deeply and intimately, and so love him and be enabled to follow his voice to do what he asks. We pray for the grace to know the voice of Jesus and to follow as he leads us out. We pray for the grace not to follow any other voice which takes us away from Jesus. And we pray not just for ourselves, but for the grace to enable others to know and follow the voice of Jesus. And so for our families and friends that may know about you but do not know you, we pray that we would stand as good witnesses to the difference Jesus makes. Thank you that you take us as we are and you make us into something different. Amen. Thank you for listening, guys. May it be true. We're going to